Hi, this is your host, KBC, and I just wanted to let you know that today's show deals with the subject of sex. It's a very serious, immature subject, and we'll be dealing with it in a most immature manner. So please remove all children, impressionable adults, pets, and houseplants from the room so that you can enjoy today's show without their help. Thank you, and enjoy.
Can't wait for tonight. Remember, love's like a mashed potato. When you eat it up now, you won't have it later. Come on over, but please don't come too soon. Impatient daddy, I know how much you care. Impatient daddy, I know how much you care. So Papa, just take time, 'cause there's lots of it to spare. You got about 5 or 6 hours to kill. Try running up and down that same old hill. You know you try wrestling, get too many falls. Get a grip on your bat and smack a few balls. Come on over, but please don't come too soon. You gotta let your sweet meat cook a long, long time. You gotta let your sweet meat cook a long, long time. You gotta let it cook if you want it to taste real fine. You're going too fast, you better take care. You might have a flat and you ain't got no spare. Save all your loving, conserve all your power. If that doesn't work, then take a cold shower. Come on over, but please don't come too soon. So come on over, but please don't come too soon.
Hot dog, hot dog. Here come the hot dog man.
They come in.
What is it, lady?
But I see you got a hot dog stand.
You know something, Sue? I'm known now as the hot dog man. Yes, the hot
hey,
dog.
Listen. Well, I want a dog without bread, you see.
Wow. Wow, what's the matter?
Because I carry my bread with me.
Now, Sue, you peculiar. And that's the natural fact.
Yes, and if I like your dogs, why, I'll come back.
I know you will.
How much is it? I'm here to pay. Satisfy me. Listen while I say.
What have you got to say?
I want a hot dog for my road.
Well, here it is, here it is.
I want it hot, I don't want it cold.
My dog's never cold.
Give me a big one, that's what I say. I want it so it will fit my bread.
Now here's a hot dog for your roll.
Now is it young, I don't want it cold.
My dog never cold.
I sure will be disgusted at this dog game full of mustard. Don't want no excuse, it must have lots of juice. I want a hot dog for my roll.
Come and let me straighten you out. Now here's a dog that's long and lean.
Uh-oh, that ain't the kind of dog I mean.
Now here's a dog, Sue, that's short and fat.
But I sure need something different from that. Now here's my roll.
Where's your roll?
Now where's your dog?
Uh-oh, sister, that roll you got will hold a half a hog. Yes, sir.
Hey, listen, butter, can you fit it?
Why, sure I can.
Why, boy?
Why, Sue, I'm known now as the champion hot dog man. Now here's a hot dog for your roll.
It must be hot, I don't want it cold.
My dog never cold.
Give me a big one, that's what I say. I want it so it will fit my bread.
Now here's a hot dog for your roll.
Now is it young, I don't want it old.
You know my dog's never old.
I sure will be disgusted at this dog game full of mustard. Don't want no excuse, it must have lots of juice. I want a hot dog for my roll.
Hot dog man is gone. I'm gone, hot dogs.
Been in every honky-tonk, been trying to find my daddy with that broke-down piece of junk. Ask everyone to help me, cried, help me if you can. You'll know my daddy, he's that trombone-playing man. Where is my daddy? Tell me, where is my daddy? With that big, long, sliding thing. I even asked a man that played a steel guitar. He said that you don't need him to be moved 8 to the bar. He brought his amplifier and he hitched it in my plug. He planked it and he plunked it, but it just wasn't good enough. 'Cause I need my daddy with that big long sliding thing. Well, then a knock came at my door. I said, my daddy's back. I opened up the door and there stood Piano Jack. He said, I came to do some tinkling on your piano keys. I said, don't make me nervous, this ain't no time to tease. Just send me my daddy with that big long sliding thing. Well, the first time he played, I asked him how it was done. He said, I blow through here, then I work my fingers and my thumb. I slide it right out, then I slide it back again, and I get a lot of wind, and then I slide it back again.
Cotton pickers doing?
Reading Kinsey's book. Oh, Kinsey wrote a book. Kinsey wrote a book. Everybody's reading Kinsey's book.
Back in the old days, things just rolled along. All the folks was happy, not too much was wrong. Now the folks is worked up, sort of in a frenzy, about the story cooked up by a fella named McKinsey.
Oh, Kinsey wrote a book. Kinsey wrote a book. Everybody's reading Kinsey's book.
Well, I went out to the ballpark to see them fellers play. For baseball, it's a national sport, or so I've heard them say. Not a fan or player showed up. The ballpark they forsook. They stayed at home reading Kinsey's book.
Oh, Kinsey wrote a book. Kinsey wrote a book. Everybody's reading Kinsey's book.
Well, I went down to see all the boys down at Sloppy Joe's, 'cause I always tell a bartender all my current woes. I walked right in, but the place was bare when I began to look. They'd stayed at home reading Kinsey's book.
Oh, Kinsey wrote a book. Kinsey wrote a book. Everybody's reading Kinsey's book.
Wife and I will lead a normal life, usual fight or two. Like when I stagger home a little later, had an extra brew. But nowadays, she's changed her ways, will not sew or cook. Silly thing spends her time reading Kinsey's book.
Oh, Kinsey wrote a book. Kinsey wrote a book. Everybody's reading Kinsey's book.
grandma, she's 90, such a sweet little thing. Used to sit on the front porch and rock in a porch swing. But today she's a-grinning, reading Kinsey's book, saying everything I told him, he put it right in his book.
Oh, Kinsey wrote a book, Kinsey wrote a book. Everybody's reading Kinsey's book.
I've traveled over the country, I've seen the way things are going. All the folks are reading, cause they got a yen for knowing. If for me you should be seeking, please don't bother to look. I go in hibernation with my Kinsey book.
Oh, Kinsey wrote a book, Kinsey wrote a book. Everybody's reading Kinsey's book.
Ah, that Kinsey man.
Solutions will our problems ever cease? It makes me think of the women of ancient Greece. They said we won't give them sex. I'm sure that we could hold out, just like a camel sitting pretty in a drought, until they wake up and see we're talking seriously. We won't give them any sex. Hang on, control could start at home. When the pistol in his pocket is left all alone, until there's daycare we could get behind. spank the monkey until you go blind. No, no, we won't give him sex, not a kiss or a hug. You don't reward the puppy when he's peed on your rug until they wake up and see we're talking quite seriously. We won't give him any sex potato, the twist and the jerk. Until you stop bombing other people's lands, you can sleep alone and play with your hands. Oh no, we won't give them sex, no matter how they beg. And even if they get on their knees,
even if they get on their knees,
you know not making whoopee is bad for your health, and you'll be hiding in the salon all by yourself. And I won't give it up, no sex, no whoopee, no love, no, no. Chubby till your face turns blue. Until we see some real changes made, you can do the hand jive, cause you won't get laid. Oh no, we won't give them sex, no matter how they play, until they see our point of view. I know no sex is hard to take, so is earning 60 cents to every dollar you make. We won't give it up, no sex, no whoopee, no love, no love. There won't be no whoopee for you. Ooh-hoo. There won't be no whoopee for you. Ooh-hoo. There won't be no whoopee for you.
Once upon a time, a little boy was going fishing, and he asked a little girl to go along. She said, wait, I'll run and ask my mammy. Pretty soon she came back and sang the song. Mammy told me I couldn't go fishing with you. Mammy told me I couldn't go fishing with you. She said us women get the blame when men start playing that fishing game. That's why Mammy won't let me go fishing with you. Mammy, she said, absolutely no. Mammy, she said, no, no, no. She said she knew I'd twist and squirm the minute I saw a fishing worm. That's why Mammy won't let me go fishing with you. I asked my mammy and she said no. That ain't no place for little girls to go. Now I can't swim, I can't float, you can't walk back from a fishing boat. That's why Mammy won't let me go fishing with you. Mammy told me about that fishing line. She said it ain't always made of twine. She made me listen and understand. She met Papa on the Rio Grande. Papa had more than fishing on his mind. Papa took Mama fishing on the Rio Grande. Papa took Mama fishing on the Rio Grande. Papa tried to catch a big walleye. The fish got away, but here am I. That's why Mammy won't let me go fishing with you. Is you all going fishing where we was yesterday?
One evening I went fishing out in the city park. I really hooked a dandy one when it was getting dark. I thought I had her, but I'm here to say she tucked my line, bent my pole, and then she got away. Now everybody's fishing around my fishing hole. Since I told them about the one that almost broke my pole, I thought I had her, but I'm here to say she tucked my line, bent my pole, and then she got away. I got a dandy nibble. I gave her all my line. She jerked my cork under a half a dozen times. I thought I had her, but I'm here to say she tucked my line, bent my pole, and then she got away. I thought that I could catch her with a wiggle worm. I felt her when she tucked my hook and started in to squirm. I thought I had her, but I'm here to say she tucked my line, bent my pole, and then she got away. Me and my equipment must be getting old. I've tried to catch that fish so long I'm wearing out my pole. The season's over, it's getting cold. She can have my line and tackle box, but I'll still keep my pole.
Curly toes. I'm your curly toes in pink ribbons and bows that glitters and glows to put on a fine show. A mighty fine show for a mighty fine man. A mighty fine show for my mighty fine man. It's pink ribbons and bows and my pantyhose. I'm your curly toes and pink ribbons and bows, and just for you wear my black pantyhose. For you, black pantyhose, it's the best of my clothes, my ribbons and bows and black pantyhose. My clothing limited. My bows, my ribbons, my hose. Just for you, my stockings are there, they're there on the chair, with my legs now so bare. So bare to see, so bare to touch, so bare to feel, with pantyhose gone. I'm your curly toes in pink ribbons and bows, and just for you, no pantyhose. No pantyhose! You said it right, no pantyhose. You call me your cutie in pantyhose, you call me your woman in ribbons and bows. I'm your woman in ribbons and bows. I'm your woman in black pantyhose. It's ribbons and bows and black pantyhose for my man who's a 10, and I call little Ben. He's the greatest of men, my dear little Ben, the greatest of men. A mighty fine show for a mighty fine man.
That's all right, Mama. Shake your hands with me. Do the lap, do the rise, do it again and again. Let's get it started. Just do what you please. Let's get it going. All your hands and knees. Down on the floor, down on the dance floor. Let's get it down and do it like a dog. Bumpin' got it, baby, come on, let's do some shaking. Got to get it going on like pigs making bacon. Feel the music pumping, don't make it, baby, shaking. And move your body to the beat, bend over, baby, taking. Down on the floor, down on the dance floor. Let's get it down and do it like a dog. Do it up and down. I'm giving it, you're taking it. I won't stop now. I know you're on the like a bomb on a locker. The only way to do it is to do it like a dog. That's alright, mama. Shake your thing and swing. To the left and to the right. Do it again and sing. Let's get it started. Do what you please. Let's get it going. Now on your hands and knees. Let's get down and do it like a dog. Pump your big behind. More cushion for the pushing. Move it in and out. Don't do it around the bush. And don't tell me that I'm a dirty hog. Cause the only way to do it is to do it
like a dog.
Bumpin' got your baby, come on, let's do some shaking. Got to get it going, all that thing is making, baby. Hear the music pumping, don't make it, baby, shaking. And put your body to the beat, and love a baby, take it. Down on the floor, down on the dance floor. Let's get down and do it like a dog.
I remember the first time I tried it. I was only a kid of 15. And though she was much younger than me, she was far, far more composed and serene. I was eager, yet awkwardly backward, quite uncertain of how to proceed. But she seemed not to notice the hesitancy with which I prepared for the deed. It was out in the barn, I remember, at the close of a lush summer day, and the evening was scented with clover and bloom and the fragrance of newly mown hay. I remember she made no objection, showed no evidence of alarm, for I loved her, and she, I'm sure, loved me, since she first came to live on the farm. I remember I spoke to her softly, as I cuddled her face in my hand, and I saw in the depths of her wide eyes the look of a loved one who understands. I remember she moved a bit closer, and the touch of her body was so warm, as my fingers moved awkwardly over her throat, while she nestled her head on my arm. Looking back on it now, I remember how I stood while my head seemed to spin with the thought of the thing I was going to do, yet reluctant it somehow began, and her eyes seemed, I thought, to rebuke me for waiting, for being afraid. And then Nellie, our ancient plow horse, looked over her manger and neighed. Long after I stood up, uncertain of whether to stay or to run, a tingle with pride and shaken and scared, as I knew that at last it was done. I remember, it seemed hours later, how my heart hammered under my blouse, of the joy of a boy that's turned into a man, as I made my way back to the house. 20 years have gone by since that meeting, and I've never forgotten the vow, the thrill and the joy I felt as a boy on the day when I first milked a cow.
Okay, hello. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. And you know who I am, you know who you are. I think we're halfway there, right? you know what we're doing today because I came in right and early and told you what to expect and what to look out for. I hope there were no kids in the room. I hope there were no impressionable adults in the room. If not, if there were, sorry. Okay. One of the advantages of doing a podcast over a show is that I can do questionably obscene things. I like to stay within the bounds of good taste, but sometimes it's just not, that's just no fun, you know? So, well, we have a bunch of sexy songs today. Mostly the first set here, we had a bunch of double entendre stuff. That will change. It will change. We started out with Lil Johnson and Black Bob Hudson from 1935. That was Press My Button and Ring My Bell. We heard from Julia Lee and her boyfriends. Come on over, but don't come too soon. Butterbeans and Susie, who was actually Jody and Susie Edwards. I Want a Hot Dog for My Role. That's kind of their vaudeville shtick. They were hugely popular and went on to really devote themselves to helping young, talented people out later on. You know, places to stay, things like that, guide them around town. We heard from Dinah Washington, whose real name was Ruth Lee Jones. That was Big Long Sladdin' Thing, honey. Not much I can say about that. Poor Dinah died at the age of 39 from a drug overdose. We miss her. Charlie Aldrich after that, Kinsey's Book. He was a guy who paid his dues, got around, played with a bunch of people. Hazel Actor, I know nothing about her. Advice to a Bride, that was. I have another one by her, similar stuff about A Day at the Beach. You probably heard it. We Won't Give Him Sex was Bianca Bob Miller, back when she was calling herself Bianca Flystrip Miller. She's still out there today, and she's a talent. I'll say that for her. And a genuine original. We heard from Dottie Barlow and the Boys. That was Going Fishing. She Bent My Pole, from Ted West from 1952. Some anonymous thing, Dug Up by Irwin. That was Curly Toes. Dean Milan, also Dug Up by Irwin. We're going to get you for this someday, Irwin. Do It Like a Dog. I like that one a lot. I know you do, too. And then we heard Once a Boy, My First Time, from someone who prefers to remain anonymous. And I think I understand why he would want to do that. So, okay, like I said, things are a little less censored, a little less double entendre coming up. Remember, keep the kids out of the room, and I don't do any of this myself, mind you, okay? Back in a few.
Well, stick out your hand, here comes the condom man. I said, stick out your hand, here comes the condom man. I said, stick out your hand, here comes the condom man. The little red hen told the big brown duck, I'm afraid of catching AIDS, so I ain't gonna bust. Stick out your hand, here comes the condom man. I said, stick out your hand, here comes the condom man. Everybody out there better use some protection, cause you can't see AIDS by visual inspection. Say it, stick out your hand, here comes the condom man. I said, stick out your hand, here comes the condom man. Listen up good before you shake your booty, you better suit up cause it's your duty. Stick out your hand, here comes the condom man. I said, stick out your hand, here comes the condom man. Forever and VD's a shame, but AIDS changed the rules of the dating game. Stick out your hand, here comes the condom man. I said, stick out your hand, here comes the condom man. So listen, everybody that's got an urgent, it's a whole lot safer to stay a virgin. Say, stick out your hand, here comes the condom man. I said, stick out your hand, here comes the condom man.
Oh, mother said that I never should play with the naughty, rude girls in the wood. Their giggling talk I could never understand, and that's why I fell in love with my right hand. And that's why I'm a wanker, I'm a wanker, and it does me good like it bloody well should. I'm a wanker, I'm a wanker, and I'm always pulling my pud. I was 25 years old before I was kissed, and then I found that I preferred a swift one off the wrist. It's cheap and convenient, you can't catch VD. It's available at any time, and it's absolutely free. And that's why I'm a wanker, I'm a wanker, and it does me good like it bloody well should. I'm a wanker, I'm a wanker, and I'm always pulling my pud. Oh, Mrs. Palm and your five lovely daughters, thank you for having me and being oh so kind. I've got pains in my arms and my donkey's growing shorter. My knees have turned to water and I think I'm going blind. I've wanked over Italy, I've wanked over Spain, I've wanked in an omnibus, I've even had a wank in a train. I've used a badger and a melon and a cat, an inflatable Linda Lovelace and a Davy Crockett hat. And that's why I'm a wanker, I'm a wanker, and it does me good like it bloody well should. I'm a wanker, I'm a wanker, and I'm always pulling my pud. Here, listen! Oh, Mrs. Palm and your five lovely daughters, thank you for having me and being oh so kind. I've got pains in my arms and my donkey's getting shorter. My knees have turned to water and I think I'm going blind. I'm a wanker, I'm a wanker, and it does me good like it bloody well should. I'm a wanker, I'm a wanker, and I'm always pulling my pud.
He's a wanker, I'm a wanker, and it does me good like it bloody well should. He's a wanker, he's a wanker, and he's always pulling his pud. He's a wanker, he's a wanker, and it does me good like it bloody well should. He's a wanker, he's a wanker, and he's always pulling his pud. He's a wanker, he's a wanker, and it does him good like it bloody well should. He's a wanker, he's a wanker, and he's always pulling his pud. He's a wanker,
I'm a wanker,
he's a wanker,
I'm a wanker,
and it does him good like it bloody well should. He's a wanker.
Have a lock, but that's okay. Make sure everything's okay. Pop the quarters and I mean the tokens. Pull the door closed quickly. Pull the seat down with napkins over my fingers. Oh yes, this is the one, up or down. Put in my quarter, pull the seat down, up or down. 60-some channels to choose from, ladies. Oh, some pretty, some nasty, really dirty, sickly with disease. Oh, I'll have my fun. I'll find the one! Oh, this one. I'm running out of quarters. I'll have my fun tonight on a Saturday night. Well, you're having your fun. I'm in my orange booth having my own fun. But it's top free. No drinks. Straight to business. Just me and them. And my hanky. Hanky panky by my lonesome. Me and me. And 60 channels of fun. Ah! All by my lonesome. No romance. Although at times I fall in love with the ones I don't know. Oh, so much fun. This is the one. Oh, this is the one. Oh, quick, quick. Oh, God, time is running out. Oh, 13, 12, 10, 11, 9, 8, 7, 6. Oh, gosh. And I wasn't even done. And quick, pull up my pants right at the door. Slap some more quarters on the counter. Get me some tokens. Run back with my pants unzipped. Close the door. Quick, number 3, you know where was it? Number 11, channel 12. Oh! There she is, just... Oh, my God, yes, this is the one. Oh, 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 oh! So much joy, so much... shopping. But you don't have anything under your arm. I see this place has 25 cents. Peep shows. I was, looking at magazines for my friend's birthday. It's a stag party. Okay. Well, see you at work. Monday, have fun. Saw me this time. Maybe next time I should wear a hat or something. I'd hate it if anyone knew what I spend my Saturday evenings doing. Oh God, I wish I had a life.
I've been alone too long with no girls around. My mind was wandering, thinking of some way to release it. I looked in the kitchen, saw some Crisco oil, and that's when my blood started to boil. Oh, oh yeah. Ow, ow, ow.
Uh-oh.
Ow, ow.
What did I just do?
No one.
someone wanted to be with me. Had to make my dream come true. I wanted to have something, I didn't know what to do. It seemed like a good idea, and no one else was around. I stuck my weenie in a bottle, and now I can't get it out. Turning purple, all the feeling's gone. Now where did I put that friggin' phone? Dialing 911. Please pick up, I'm in a lot of pain. This was supposed to feel good, now I'm suffering. Oh, please answer.
Denver 911, what is your emergency?
Ow, ow, ow.
Hello?
Ow, ow. No one wanted to be with me. Had to make my dream come true. I wanted to have something, I didn't know what to do.
Go on.
It seemed like a good idea, and no one else was around. I stuck my weenie in a bottle, and now I can't get it out.
You stuck your weenie in a bottle, oh my. You must be a really lonely guy. You stuck your weenie in a bottle. Don't worry, sir. We're sending somebody out. Hey, Cam. This guy's got his weenie stuck in a bottle.
No way.
He does. What a friggin' loser. Wait, sir. We're sending somebody out.
He's in here. Let's break the door down.
Stand back.
Oh, my God.
Know what to do.
It seemed like a good idea, and no one else was around. He stuck his weenie in a bottle. Now I can't get it out.
Okay, relax, kid. We're gonna get this thing off you. Okay, Harry, get ready.
Breath. Ready?
Stuck my weenie in a bottle today. Now I can't get it out.
Party, there's always a smarty who likes to show off in some way. Some folks desire to sit by the fire while others with music they play. One night in November, I'll never forget, I was invited to play at a dance. I brought my music and instrument, but I wasn't given a chance. I took my organ to the party, but nobody asked me to play. The others were jolly and hearty, but I wasn't feeling so gay. They might have said, play us a song we can sing, but somehow I don't think that they noticed the thing. And it was such a big organ, too, stood about that high. I took my organ to the party, but nobody asked me to play. They let Mrs. Wither play on her zither, and somebody else did a dance. I saw Miss Maraca shaking her kanakas, but I wasn't given a chance. A fellow named Teal made a noise like a seal. I said, this guy must be in a rut. While Mrs. O'Dooley played I Love You Truly for an encore, she sang Kelsey's Nuts. I took my organ to the party, but nobody asked me to play. The others were jolly and hearty, but I wasn't feeling so gay. I felt so ashamed at not striking a note that I tried to hide the old thing under my coat. And I couldn't make it. It was such a big organ, stood about that high. I took my organ to the party, but nobody asked me to play. I felt so embarrassed when I heard someone say, I wonder if that broken down organ can play. I took my organ to the party, but nobody asked me to play. Not even the maid, nobody asked me to play. Not even the hostess, nobody asked me to play.
Well, you can't have a shack with a snowman, 'cause his knob is made of snow. And you'll get no poke from a frozen bloke, and he'll say no to an Eskimo. Oh, you can't have a gobble or a blowman, or a nice hey. He might be rigid, but he's much too frigid, and his knob could melt away. Well, you can't have a shag with a snowman, with an icicle for a tool. He's frozen through, he's got snowballs too, and so he just can't lose his cool. Oh, he might be a sweet whisper low man, but he'll only make you blush. 'Cause if he tries more, then his knob will thaw, and he'll have a premature slush. If you sit on his nose and bounce, you'll get a lift. You'll get your assets frozen, just supposing you get my drift. So the next time that you make a snowman,
make a nice snow lady too,
with freezing tits for squeezing bits for the snowman to love true. And Santa Claus, the ho-ho-ho man, will take them on his sleigh, and they can where the penguins cluck at the North Pole far away. At the North Pole far away.
Did you hear about Stacy Brown?
Well, we didn't, but we lied to.
He had every chick in town.
No, he didn't, but he tried to.
He had looks, he had class, do anything to get a little lass. And everyone would shout at him when he walked his girlies past. He said everybody got one.
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 Stacy Brown got two. Do you know the reason for his success?
No, we don't, so tell us.
They say that he was double blessed.
Not like you, fellas.
They say that Stacy Brown was born just a little bit deformed. Still, his girlfriends, they all wake up smiling every morn. Singing, everybody got one.
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 Stacy. Wall.
Just to get this Stacy.
Young ones run and the old ones crawl.
He drives us crazy.
He got two and that's a fact. But no one knows where the other one's at. On his elbow, on his knee, oh, underneath his hat. Singing, everybody got one. Come
everybody
on, sing.
Got
everybody got one.
Everybody,
everybody got one.
Everybody got one.
Stacy Brown got two. It's a fact. No, I ain't seen it, but no, I mean, it's a fact. Well, that's what my old lady told me. And I don't know how she know. How did she know? Maybe somebody told her, huh? Gossip. Maybe it's gossip. How did she know? Maybe it just seems like two. I'm going to talk to that woman.
Hey there, Sonny, you're sure looking fine. You got the tender, you know I've got the time. Walking slow, and you ain't looking for no particular place to go. I've got some good, good, goodies and some tasty treats. Milk and cookies, all the shrimp you can eat. I'm here to please you, and my prices can't be paid. Like some fun. Where you going to now? The party's just begun. Hey there, sailor, won't you take a chance? You look kind of lonely and it's just a dime a dance. Got some good, good, goodies and some tasty treats. Milk and cookies, all the shrimp you can eat. I'm here to please you and my prices can't be beat. Hey there, Sonny, you're sure looking fine. You got the tender, you know I've got the time. Walking slow, you ain't looking for no particular place to go. I got some good, good, goodies and some tasty treats. Milk and cookies, all the shrimp you can eat. I'm here to please you, and my prices can't be paid. Here I got some good, good, goodies and some tasty treats. Milk and cookies, all the shrimp you can eat. I'm here to please you when my prices can't be paid. Oh, don't you know I got some good, goodies and some tasty treats. Milk and cookies, all the shrimp you can eat. I'm here to please you, and my prices can't be paid. I got some good, good, goodies, tasty treats. Milk and cookies, all the shit you can eat. I'm here to please you, and it can't be paid.
Lots of tricks a bride should know before she's wed. The things that help to keep a husband satisfied instead of making him reluctant to come home at 6:30. Because his little wifey isn't wise to all the tricks. The first thing that a bride must do to satisfy her spouse is learn to give him what he wants right there in his own house. So here's advice that I will give to every blushing bride. Believe me, it's a recipe that I have often tried. You take a hold of it, and then you pinch it here and there. You touch it oh so gently. Be careful, it might tear. You squeeze it just a trifle, but do not break the skin. For after all, you surely want to keep the juices in. Of course, it's best to wash it. And when it's nice and clean, you grease it up a little bit till it's fit for any queen. Some brides like to do it, as the Europeans say. But I think at first you'd better try the good old Yankee way. There are so many different ways to do the thing up brown, and mothers teach their daughters things in every little town. Some like to spice it up a bit, forsaking worn-out ruts, by trying out the novel trick of stuffing in the nuts. When everything is ready, it's time then to begin. You wait until it's good and hot, and then you stick it in. Of course, there's still a lot to do before you reach the end. It really is amazing the time that you can spend. You take it out and put it in, then take it out some more. Be sure to keep it hot enough, a certain temperature, and each time that you take it out, some grease you must inject to make it nice and slick and keep the bony part erect. And when it's almost finished, what a thrill will come to you to think that you've accomplished what you started out to do. A marvelous aroma now permeates the air. You pull it out and look at it. You're proud you've done your share. Your husband will be satisfied. He'll smack his lips and say, "That's the best piece I've tasted in many and many a day." You can report to mother that you have proved a winner. You've satisfied your husband with your own first turkey dinner.
Thank you. All right, we're back here at BitSlap Central. Please wipe your seats and get that cold hand out of there. We started that set with Here Comes the Condom Man. There's a message in that for you, by the way. And that was Big Al Jano and the Secret Lovers, or Secret Lover. Not sure. Anyway, not important. Yes, it is important. By God, these are important people. Don't tell me it's not important. After that, Ivor Biggin, whose real name was Doc Cox, and that was I'm a Wanker, from his 1978, it was his Sgt. Pepper, I guess, something called Winker's Paradise, I believe. I think that's what it's called. That's from 1978. That was his first album. He's still at it today. We heard from Me, Myself, and I. And there's just no way around it. That's just plain weird and scary and creepy, right? But that's all part of the game, right? And that was Token Pleasure from a cassette, which I set on fire a while ago. Hawaiian Ryan, after that, Weenie in a Bottle. I'm given to understand that was kind of a hit at one point. What the hell? What kind of a nation is this when we're putting our weenies in bottles? No editorials here, folks. I took my organ to a party. It was Larry Vincent. Remember Larry Vincent from things like Freckles and all kinds of things. Ivor Biggin, back again by popular apathy. You Can't Have a Shag with a Snowman. Later work by Ivor. I don't know when that was from. Stacy Brown Got Two was, of course, Shel Silverstein. Shel wrote a lot of things like that, and I have it on good authority that he was a bit of a strange guy himself, but he was a genius, so we let him get away with it. Tasty Treats was Glenn Meadmore from like 1987 or so, his first album, which name escapes me, but it's all right. He's still out there, by the way. He's still doing stuff. The Anemic Boyfriends. Nothing I could find about them except for this song, Guys Are Not Proud. And I think everybody remembers that one. I'm going to date that at about 1979. I could be wrong. Maybe the 80s. And then, of course, Jane Birkin with Serge Gainsbourg's Je T'aime. All right. So that brings us up to the closure. The closure of it all. And I got two more for you. Very similar in style and substance. And I will be back next week with something hopefully more family-oriented. Maybe I'll finally do that Mickey Mouse show I've been thinking about for a while. But don't count on it. I will see you then, and we'll figure it out then. Okay? Bye.
Think y'all better change your plan and get yourself a new ice man. You know I'm selling the coldest ice in town. Let me know when I can call around. I would like to be your ice man. I'm selling the coldest ice in town. Ladies all think that I'm a nice ice man. Love to see me when I call around. The lady living over there across the creek, she gets one piece and it lasts a whole week. The better let me be your ice man. I'm selling the coldest ice in town. Tell down the ice man, coldest ice in town. Ladies all think I'm a nice ice man. Love to see me when I call around. You know I'm the best ice man that's in these blocks. I'll give you the right size piece. Just show me your box. Ice man, selling the coldest ice in town. Ice man. Ice man, coldest ice in town. Ladies all think that I'm a nice ice man. Love to see me when I call around. I'm telling you this, mom, and I'm telling you in front. Get the right kind of piece, it lasts a solid month. Ice man, cold ice, selling the coldest ice in town. Ice. flies in town. Ladies all think I'm a nice ice man. Love to see me when I call around. I got some of the hardest ice you ever felt. When you put it in your box, don't worry, it ain't gonna melt. It's good ice, cold ice, selling the coldest ice in town. Ice, ice, ice man, coldest ice in town. And the ladies all think I'm a nice ice man. Love to see me when I call around. You better get you some ice that's gonna cool your meat. Cause them other brothers' eyes won't stand the heat. Ice man, selling ice, selling the coldest ice in town. Selling that ice man, coldest ice in town. And the ladies all think I'm a nice ice man. Love to see me when I call around. The lady living in the house is painted green. She got a good old box, but she won't keep it clean. Ice man, selling the coldest ice in town. Ice man.
How do you do, madam? I'm a coal man.
No, thank you. I have a coal man.
Yeah, but you don't understand. I am the coal man.
Makes no difference.
I'm just the coal man selling the hottest stuff in town. I'm just a coal man, baby. In the winter, I'm good to have around. Now, I sell coal and I sell ice. In the wintertime, a coal man's mighty nice. Now, I'm just a coal man selling the hottest stuff in town.
You say you're just a coal man.
That's right, baby.
Selling the hottest stuff in town.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my present coal man serves me whether I'm up or whether I'm down.
I can do that.
He makes his delivery
right
on time.
Sure.
And his product contains no slack or lying.
Neither does mine.
Well, how come you say you're such a coal man?
Mm-hmm.
Selling the hottest stuff in town.
Mm-hmm.
Now listen, I'm satisfied with my form of heat.
Yeah.
In the winter, I drop and toast my feet.
Mm-hmm.
I've had him for quite a while and I'll keep him still.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I say I'll change, but I don't think I will.
Now, I'm a coal salesman and here's a tip. I've got a sales talk that's busted my lip. My merchandise is extra clean. So just take a look, baby. It's the best you've ever seen. It handles well, no clinkers form. Make you feel good in the worst kind of storm. Taking care of your comfort is my mission. Baby, is your heating apparatus in good condition?
You say you're just a coal man.
That's right, baby.
Selling the hottest stuff in town.
Uh-huh.
You also said in the wintertime...
What?
You're a lovely thing to have around.
Like to be.
Your sales talk was mighty fine.
Yes.
Tell me more, brother. I might change my mind.
I'm here.
Since you're such a big shot coal man. Selling the hottest stuff in town.
Now, Mama, Papa's just a little old coal man selling the hottest stuff in town. Now, baby, I'm just a coal man. In the winter, I'm good to have around. I'll take your order and fill your bin. So get it cleaned out and I'll put it right in. Cause I'm just a coal man selling the hottest stuff in town. I'm just a coal man, selling the hottest stuff in town, I say, selling the hottest stuff in town.
Sold, brother, sold.